Hello! Paano ba magsisimula? Parang problema na lang natin yun palagi.
Actually, no. Parang hindi natin, every single time na nagre-record tayo, hindi natin alam kung paano magsisimula. Uy, pero nakakapagsimula naman tayo, which is what's important. Charing, fake it till you're make it. Ano yun? Fake it till you're make it. Bobo. So, in fairness, nagiging consistent na tayo sa pag-post every other week. Ano masasabi mo?
Siyempre, hindi naman ako yung nag-e-edit. Ikaw yung nag-e-edit. So, like,
so,
good
ano
luck.
Ano sasabihin mo? Sasabihin mo?
Thank you, Lord.
Talaga nagpa-thank you. Joke.
Ang ilip.
Anyway, okay. So, ano mo meron ngayon, Daryl?
Super special ng episode natin ngayon kasi may makakasama tayong guest ulit. Happy, di ba?
Mapapansin niyo palagi na kami may guest kasi nagkasawa na kami ni Daryl. Kailangan namin ng another person para ma-sustain tong podcast na to.
Very true.
Gusto ko yung every single episode natin. This is a very special episode. So parang lahat sila special. So may special ka ba talaga?
Bakit hindi?
Sabagay. Tama naman.
So special naman sila sa atin.
Anyway, so yeah, meron na kaming guest for this episode na kanina pa namin sinasabi.
Pakilala na natin kasi mukha na siyang bored.
Ayun na nga. So, ang guest namin today, I first met him in an org during college.
Actually, kabahay ko siya for some time nung college din. Tapos, magkaka-schoolmate kaming tatlo. Ayan. Ganun lang kami maghatak ng mga guest ngayon.
Oh, schoolmate lang.
Hello, Jonas.
Hello!
Hi!
Magandang araw. Excited ako naging mapunta dito. Tagal ko na inabangan kasi wala kaming topic na maisip na kasama ko. Kaya ito na ang pagkakataon.
Ano bang masasabi mo, Jonas, para makilala ka pa ng mga nakikinig?
So, nakilala ko si Kesh at Daryl, sabi nga, sa isang org. So, kaya kami naging close kasi medyo pare-parehas kami ng background nung bata.
Tara, very smooth transition to the topic. Oo, actually, halos pare-pareho tayo ng background, no?
At pare-parehas na rin tayong pariwara ngayon.
Wait lang, anak ka din ba ng something sa church?
Yes.
Actually, oo. I think that's one of the reasons why we were drawn to each other. Actually, like destiny. Before, I would say it was the Holy Spirit. Charing. Hala, sorry. De, yeah, because we were very similar. Eh, similar ba? We could relate to each other in so many ways.
Mm-mm.
Sabi nga nila, birds of the same feather.
Fuck together.
I was gonna say, make a good feather duster, pero sige.
Okay.
Wala na to, sila doon for me.
Actually, sabi nga nila na ano, yun nga, tulad ng sabi mo kanina, para ang dami nating common ground, no? Lalo na nung mga bata pa tayo. At yun yung pag-uusapan namin today. So, i-share natin kung bakit tayo ganito ka-fuck up, ganyan.
Hala, ba't ako kasama dito?
Oo. Ano pa bang pag-uusapan natin, Kesh?
Tulad yan ang sabi ni Daryl, we are gonna go through a deep dive analysis. Yun nga kasi, ano din to? Therapy session ulit. sabi niya, kung how did we end up as fucked up adults. Grabe naman sa fucked up adults. I think we're doing fine. Pero yeah, we are fucked up in many ways din. Pag-usapan din natin ngayon kung paano yung adulthood natin ngayon at paano siya naapektuhan ng mga bagay-bagay na nangyari sa atin ng childhood natin. Before we go on and talk, we're just gonna introduce ourselves real quick.
Ako si Daryl.
Ako naman si Kesh.
And this is...
Is this thing on?
The podcast.
Anyway, so ang mga nasinulat natin dito ay... Ang question para kay Jonas. Hot seat agad. Kasi parang hindi ko pa yata naririnig tong kwentong to. Alam kong ilang taon na tayong magkakakilala at magkakasama. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung childhood mo. Pero, tingin mo bang... minadali yung pagpapalaki sa'yo.
For sure, napag-usapan natin to in one of our late nights as housemates.
Ah, really? I don't remember.
Pero that was a long time ago. Like, ilang years na ba? Paano ba? Ang childhood ko, so, tatlo kami magkakapatid. Ako yung gitna.
Oh my God, middle child syndrome. Charat.
Ay, oo. Totoo ba yun, yung middle child syndrome, Jonas?
I think so. Poster child ako for middle child.
Talaga? Paano mo nasabi?
Kasi parang yung ate ko siya yung model child. And then yung bunso naman namin siya yung, I think, favorite child. So yung middle child always has to do extra things to make himself or herself feel better in life.
Or to be noticed.
So parang meron laging extra effort to please people around him or her. Dahil meron nga siyang kakompetensya. So parang ganun yung dynamic.
It's interesting to note na, I mean, sa bahay lang naman yung dynamics na yun. Pero nakikerry mo siya sa labas, ano? Na like, hindi ka naman middle child when you're in a crowd. Like, they don't really know that. Pero it manifests with your traits and your behaviors.
Yes.
You feel like you have to put up more effort.
Yeah, I think, ano, kailangan mo mag-put up ng effort para at least pantayan yung achievement siguro nung nauna sa'yo. Mm-hmm. And at least mapansin ka ng parang to feel good also about yourself, and parang at the end of the day meron kang masasabi na parang nagawa ko or na-achieve ko.
So, you were talking about these expectations on you as the middle child. Parang expectation ba yun ng parents mo sa'yo, or parang in-expect mo yun sa sarili mo, or nakita mo na kailangan mong gawin to?
Siguro parang more on expectation mo siya sa sarili mo. Kilala niyo ako, parang I'm too hard on myself always.
Yeah.
Parang I always feel like I
Virgo
have to make
kasi
an extra. Ayun na nga. So ano ako, poster boy for middle child and Virgo.
Yeah.
So perfect fit talaga siya for this show. Oo.
So with that being said, dahil expectations mo sa sarili mo, na ano yung naramdaman mo na expectations ng parents mo sa'yo?
Siguro parang ano, parang looking back. Nung mga panahon na yun, hindi mo kasi alam kung kaninong expectations yun eh. Kumbaga parang you know less about yourself than you do now. So parang back then, parang kung ano yung expectations ng parents mo, yun na rin yung expectations mo sa sarili mo. At hindi mo alam kung saan, ano yung boundaries nun. So parang hindi mo madedelineate or madedistinguish kung ano yung expectation ng parents mo or expectation ng society sa'yo. Kasi for you, lahat yun. Expectation lang siya.
Pero ano yung mga expectations na yun? Kasi feeling ko naka-blind item si expectations. So pwede mo ba kaming magbigyan ng listahan, ganyan?
Listahan. Checklist. Virgo ka, meron yan. May listahan.
Oo, meron yan.
Siguro mga ano, expectation, una siguro na makatapos ng pag-aaral, na mag-succeed in life at makapag-provide sa family in the future, at makaahon sa hirap. Siguro parang yun yung mga basic bilang tayo ay nasa Pilipinas. Parang yun yung definition natin ng being successful.
Tama. Maliban doon, kasi may spice eh. Like, yun yung mga basic expectations. Pero alam ko na during our childhood years, ginudge ka, nag-pre-assume. Alam ko na maliban doon, we have to go above and beyond those expectations. Like, actually, ang tanong ko nga sa'yo ay, in-expect ba nilang matapos ka ng maaga? In-expect ba nilang mag-star student ka? Maging valedictorian ka? Maging magkaroon ng mga ganitong skills? May ganun bang expectations? Kasi for me, nung bata ako, ano, like, at the age of 3, finoforce na ako to go to school para matutong magbasa at magsulat. At alam niyo to, kasi nasa same curriculum tayo. At on that early age, pinipilit na tayong magbasa at magsulat at natuto tayong magganon.
Reading readiness.
Oo, 'di ba? Tapos parang wala ka pa sa high school kung ano-ano na yung mga lessons na na pinupush ka to take. Like, for example, sports lessons, whatever those are, music lessons, ganyan. Tapos, alam mo yun, parang ang dami lang expected of you in such at such a young age. So, yun yung gusto kong tanoyin sa'yo, Jonas. Parang may ganun ka din ba? Like, or ako lang, baka ako lang pala to.
Para sa'yo lang pa itong episode na to eh.
Siguro, yes, meron. Ang nanay ko kasi ay teacher. So, parang at a very young age, parang syempre, natuturuan na ako sa bahay pa lang. So, parang, of course, may expectation. And kung saan nagtuturo yung nanay ko, doon ako nag-aaral. Kasi number one, para may discount yata sa tuition. Uh-oh. Or parang dinededuct na lang sa sweldo niya yung tuition and parang to pay later. So, para at least minus gastos sa pamilya. Ganun.
Uh-huh.
So, nag-start ako mag-aral ng 3 years old din. So, same as Daryl. Pero siguro factor din doon ay August kasi yung birthday ko. So, parang ang school year nagsistart ng June. So, parang at the middle of the school year, mag-age ka ng 1 year. So, dati kasi parang wala namang age restriction yung preschool, di ba? I think ngayon meron na.
Meron na ba ngayon? Hindi ako
updated.
Parang
sure.
You can't, hindi ka pwede mag-grade 1 ng hindi ka ganitong edad. Parang may ganun yata.
Ay, parang
kasi sa atin,
lang.
Di ba, ang measurement, di ka makakapag-grade 1 kapag hindi mo abot yung kabila mong tenga.
Ha? Ngayon ko lang narinig yun.
Uy, ngayon ko lang narinig yan. Legit ba yan?
Kasi kids have, di ba, short arms. Tapos pag abot na doon nila yung tenga sa kabila, pwede na sila mag-grade 1. Wala bang ganun sa inyo?
Nawala tuloy yung sasabihin ko. Na-throwback ako nung kailangan maabot mo yung tenga mo.
Oo, pero ikaw nga, Kesh. Kasi, wala, nakaka-relate na si Jonas sa akin. Ikaw ba? ACE ka din eh.
Pero for ako nag-start mag-school, pero kasi January yung birth month ko.
Ew, for nag-start. Ang
for
panda.
Nag-start.
Pang 3 years old ang preschool. Hindi for.
Yung sa expectations, Oo, kasi nga may expectation sila na bilang ako yung panganay. Tapos, 'di ba, usually pag panganay, lahat pa ng attention nasa iyo, ikaw pa wala kang kaagaw ng attention na hindi naman sa attention, more like ikaw lang yung pinagtutuunan ng lahat ng energy ng parents mo. So, binuhos nila sa akin yung gusto nila maging perfect yung pagpapalaki nila sa akin. So, tinuruan din nila ako magbasa at an early age. Pero yung pag-manifest ng mga, yung kailangan, nagre-recite ako ng mga chapters of Bible verses in front of the church, gano'n, mga church-related stuff. Pero, yeah, I felt the expectations. Pero I never really understood them until, a pretty older age, parang somewhere in elementary, nung I started to not fulfill the expectations nila. Parang doon mo lang naman kasi marirealize na they're expecting this of you if they see na you're not doing it anymore, diba? When you're starting to have low grades or you're not performing as much as you were before, that's when they'll tell you, bakit hindi ganito yung grade mo, diba? Noon, ganito, diba? Kaya mo naman. So, expectations sila na, dahil I did very well in the first years, I'd like be a bright, quote-unquote, child until, like, forever, I guess. Pero, what was the question?
Putang ina!
Ang dami sinabi, hindi alam kung relate yung question.
Ito na lang. Sige, maliban sa academics, nung bata kayo, ano yung mga pinapagawa sa inyo?
Ako nag-piano lessons. Siguro mga 8 or 9. Ganun. Pero hindi siya, yung piano lessons ko, hindi siya born out of interest, I guess. Siguro parang nung bata ako, parang feeling ko yun yung interest ko. Or parang Kasi parang, of course, parang pagbata ka, gusto mo magkaroon ng mga hobbies or parang very open ka to new experiences.
Yeah, ayun. Yeah.
Pero kasi parang ang situation doon, nawala ng pianist yung church kasi mag-OFW. So parang, since sa akin nila nakita. Oo, parang sa akin nila nakita yung ano interest and parang medyo Grinung musically. Oo, musically inclined kasi din yung family.
Okay.
Tapos parang,
okay.
Siguro, alam mo yung as kids, pag nakakita ka ng piano, tapos dututin mo, diba?
Oo.
So parang, siguro may something sila nakita or parang siguro pinush din ako to do it.
Ayun. Pero nai-enjoy mo naman. May mga
feeling ko na-enjoy ko naman siya nung
enjoy
bata.
Enjoy mo naman.
Yes.
Eh, di maganda.
Although parang hindi ko masasabing na-enjoy ko siya as much kasi parang hindi ko naman, kumbaga parang hindi ko alam kung yun ba talaga yung gusto ko in life. Or parang ginagawa ko lang siya kasi kailangan ko siyang gawin dahil parang every Sunday meron kang performance.
So meron ka ng ano, meron ka ng like, ano yun, notion na you have to do this because you have no choice-ish.
Yeah, pero siguro ngayon ko lang nasasabi yun kasi parang, of course, hindsight is always 20-20 daw. Yeah. Pero back then, siguro, parang hindi ganun yung feeling ko. I don't, if ever man ganun yung feeling, I don't remember kung ano ba talaga yung feeling ko about it. Kasi parang, syempre, ang ginagawa mo, nagle-lesson ka ng parang mga notes. Pero pagdating mo naman sa, pag i-apply mo na siya, hindi naman notes yung binabasa mo. Or parang, kaya mas na-develop yung hearing tapos itutugtugin mo siya kesa yung magbabasa ako ng notes. Kasi parang mas yun yung ano, yun yung usable sa ano, sa context ng playing in church.
Maliban siguro doon, pinag-chores din ba kayo nung bata kayo?
Sino bang hindi? Parang mayaman ka lang ata kung hindi ka nag... Oo, parang feeling ko basics naman yon. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for kids to learn chores. I think it's, you know, teaching them about responsibility, about, you know,
like household like chores.
Household like chores, yeah.
Maglaba, maghugas ng pinggan, ganyan.
Pero, ang ano nun is, ako dahil babae ako, tas ako pa yung panganay, parang given na yun.
Expected sa'yo.
Expected na yun, oo, kasi we should be helping out in the house eh. I mean, nobody else is gonna help your mom out. Wala naman kaming kasambahay. Like,
correct.
Economic status namin, wala kaming, alam mo yun, walang ibang tutulong sa amin. Wala kaming means of hiring another person to do it for us. So, yes, oo. Kaya palaging, ano, palaging basa yung uniform ko nung...
yung mga extra...
late ko na nalalaman at nasasampay. Pero, yeah.
Eh, sa extracurricular sketch, meron ka?
Meron, piano. Pinagpiano din ako. Pero...
Anyari.
Look, something we have in common.
Oo. 8 years old din ako noon, pinag-start ako ng piano. I think ang nangyari noon ay hindi na ako pinag-continue kasi wala nga kaming pera. Like, of course, it costs money, right?
Yeah, so, sa akin libre, kaya ano, kaya natutuloy namin.
Ako hindi ko natuloy kasi wala, ano eh, wala nang pang, kasi I don't remember telling my parents na I don't want na ganun. Hindi naman ako nag-ganun. Although tamad ako mag-practice, yes. Pero, like, I remember looking forward to going to those piano lessons. Pero, kung ibabalik natin sa topic na meron bang pinapagawa sa'yo na you would rather not do, like, looking back, na parang sana iba na lang yung ginagawa ko instead of this. And it was expected of me. Was more on helping out with the church. That's one thing that I know for sure. Na yung other kids would be able to play around, but I'm expected to help my parents, you know, carry out the hymns, distribute the hymns, just being like a person in church na simple stuff until the more responsibilities like teaching in Sunday school. Kasi also because katulad ng kay Jonas, because he knows how to play the piano, he was then given that responsibility of playing the piano in church. Ako naman, dahil I loved to read when I was a kid, mostly because wala kaming TV, at puro Bible stories lang ang nasa bahay, and that's how I kept myself preoccupied. I was reading. So, memorize ko na lahat ng Bible stories na meron sa lahat ng books. So, ako na yung pinag-assume ng role na yon, kasi pag ako yung pupil na tinuturuan, kinokorrect ko pa yung Sunday school teacher. Kinokorrect ko pa siya kasi mali-mali naman kasi minsan.
May so, historical parang, revisionism, ganun.
Tapos sinasabi ko pa parang meron pa akong attitude na eh, alam ko naman yan. Gaganun ako. So parang na-board ako agad. Sige,
this
ako
verse
na
lang. Again.
Oo. Pero feeling ko noon, nagustuhan ko din siya kasi parang it was a sense of yung responsibility was kind of also empowering for me. Na parang, I can teach, di ba? It was kind of like empowering for me as a kid. Or as a, not really, I wasn't really a kid.
Anong taon ko? Around.
When I was like 11 years old or 12, 10, 11, 12, ganun. So, yeah, rather than being bored with, you know, sitting and being the one taught to, eh, alam ko na yung mga yun. Ako na lang magturo. And they were very happy to give the responsibility to me. Eh, bamalay ko na sa church pala, ang mga Sunday school teachers, binibigyan ng, I don't know how it's called, like what it's called sa inyo.
Pero love
sa
gift. Church na,
love gift, yes. May walang binibigay sa akin. Yung pala ng
exploiting.
Tinipin lang.
Nakalibre.
Exploitation.
Kasi expectation yun sa'yo as a PK.
Child labor.
Tapos, ito pa, palagi ako yung ginagawang ano, kasi toka-toka yan eh. Like yung mga women sa church, nakatoka kung sinong. Parang may assigned teachers, right? Nakaschedule yan. Palaging ako ang sumasalo. Kasi sabihin nila, hindi ako nakapag-prepare kay Zaya. Kasi, eh syempre bata naman ako, di ba? Ano bang laban ko sa mas matanda sa akin? So ako, oo na lang ako ng oo. To the point, ako na lang ang, alam nyo ba, na naging Sunday school superintendent ako at the age of like 16. just for context, Sunday school superintendent is like the overseer, like siya yung pinaka in charge sa like Sunday schools and shit. Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck, diba? Tapos yun ha, wala akong nakukuha love gift and everything. So, parang, ay, parang dun ko na realize, eh medyo may malay-malay na ako. Parang, teka, hindi mo nata fair, yun ha, parang yung iba nakakakuha. Tapos sila, hindi sila nagtuturo, tapos ako nagtuturo ako, parang, lo, ganon.
Anak ka naman doon ng pastor, kaya okay lang yun.
Oo, exactly. Kasi anak ako ng pastor, yun yung expectation. Dahil anak ako ng pastor, dapat okay lang. Dapat, ano yan, kasama yun ang ministry ninyo. So, yung mama ko, yung papa ko, may ganun kasi silang mindset. So, pinapasa nila yun sa akin. E ako naman parang, bakit? Diba? Parang, hindi naman automatically na dahil yan yung gusto ninyong gawin. Dahil ako yung anak ninyo. Yun yung automatically gusto ko din gawin, di ba? Like, I may be good at it, but it doesn't mean I wanna do it.
Good point.
Diba? Ikaw ba, Daryl?
Actually, natutuwa ako sa mga kwento nyo kasi, ewan ko ba, parang ang expectation naman sa akin ay kailangan ikaw yung the best. Ganon. Sa lahat. So, alam ko na yung curriculum, yung mga schools natin nagko-compete once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. So, yung mga student conventions na tinatawag. Tapos, ang expectation ay dapat ikaw ay yung first place. Ganyan sa lahat ng mga bagay-bagay.
Oh, oh.
Academically naman, yeah. Ang expectation ay dapat ikaw yung valedictorian. If not, nasa honor A ka. Ganyan. Nasa honor roll ka palagi. Ganyan. Tapos, hindi ka pwedeng behind. Diba? Kasi anak ka ng teacher sa school na yun.
Anak ka pa ng pastor.
Anak pa ako ng pastor. So, walang excuse to like slack off in academics.
Diba?
Kahit sa extracurricular. So, tulad ng sinabi mo, Kesh, nagtuturo din ako ng Sunday school nung bata ko. Oh my God. That trauma.
Flashback.
Nagturo din ng Sunday school nung bata ko. Tapos ano, to the point na nag-exchange student pa ako nung high school sa ibang bansa. Kasi nga nakikita nilang nagtuturo ako ng high school, ay ng Sunday school, ganyan, may ganong-ganong eme. So may ganong expectation to be like the best of the best. May ganong pressure. hindi naman nila sinasabi explicitly na, hoy, dapat ikaw yung number one, diba? Dapat ikaw yung star student, ganyan. Pero hindi ko alam, pero ganun ko siya na, tulad ng sinabi ni Jonas, parang ganun ko nararamdaman yung...
Parang ini-imply siya.
Ini-imply kasi siya. So hindi siya explicitly sinasabi, pero nako-communicate siya sa akin in such a way na, you have to like not have a lower score of what? 80 sa mga PACE tests nyo, ganyan. May ganun. So, dala-dala ko siya hanggang college, hanggang even until like adulthood. Kaya, ayun. So, tulad na sinabi nyo, nag-piano lessons din ako. Sabi ko pa nga kay Jonas kagabi, pinagtaekwondo pa ako ng nanay ko at kulang na lang may ganitong X number of classes. Ganyan.
May nakuha kang belt? Anong color ng belt ang nakuha mo?
Parang nangyayalaw lang. Kasi, syempre, takot na takot akong masapak ng paa sa mukha. Like, sino ba namang batang gustong masapak sa mukha? Sabihin nyo sa akin.
Feeling ko, ano yun eh, nababalance yun ng gusto mong manapak.
Hindi ko gustong manapak. Ako nga yung, ano, diba? Diba ako nga yung masokista in life.
Pero takot ka masapak.
Ewan ko, question ko siya for you guys kasi similar tayo in a lot of ways nung childhood natin. At alam ko na for you, naging successful kayo in so many aspects of your life. Anong age ka graduate ng elementary, Jonas? Or high school? Naalala mo?
High school, bali ano, di ba 3 years old ako nag-nursery. Tapos nag-skip ako ng prep. So maaga din ako nag-grade 1.
Di ba may pa-skip? Oh, 'di ba?
So parang gumraduate ako ng high school ng 15. Yeah, so nag-college na rin ako ng 15.
Damn. Oh, nag-college. Right? Super may ganun
accelerated talaga, no?
Oo. Tapos loud ka pa ng college, tama?
Yeah, so ano, nung elementary ako, ano ako third honor kasi parang transferee ako. So parang hindi nila mabigay yung ano. Tapos yung teacher pa yung nanay ko. So, parang medyo magiging controversial.
Mm.
Tapos, nung high school naman, valedictorian din ako. Like, Daryl.
Wow.
So, hindi ako valedictorian. Ay, first honorable ako.
Ah, okay. So, parang kami dalawa.
Si Cash yata yung valedictorian.
Hindi. Sige, si Jonas muna magkwento.
Dalawa kami nung best friend ko, kami yung nagdalaban for the top honor.
Aww.
Pero, ayun, parang eventually, yun, sa akin yung, parang, apparently nagkaroon pa yata ng deliberation kasi nga, anak nga ako ng teacher, so parang,
biased, ganon.
Pero parang point something lang yung difference ng grades namin. Pero
sino
eventually,
nanalo?
Ako. Pero best friend ko. Yeah, so parang, and apparently, parang if you do well in elementary and high school, parang they expect you to also do well in college, diba?
Of course. Yeah.
So parang hanggang, nadala ko naman yung drive hanggang today or hanggang adulthood.
Alam nyo, at an early age, nahanap ko yung hack.
Ano yung hack?
Yung life hack dyan. Don't excel so that they won't expect. Kasi, yeah, diba, again, going back sa curriculum natin, self-paced siya. Just so that the listeners would understand what we're talking about. Self-paced kasi siya, so hindi siya classroom setting. Kung mabilis ka na nag-work on your own, you will excel. You can go up to how many levels you want. So you can skip many years if you can. In my case, ewan ko kung matigas lang ang ulo ko or... Ang nangyayari kasi, kasi nga dahil self-paced siya at mag-work ka on your own, you have the freedom to choose which subjects you want to do and how many pages you'd like to do on those subjects, kumbaga, to level up. And meron ako mga subjects na ayaw ko. So, because like, I had the freedom, like math. I hated it. It's because it was so hard to understand math at a certain, yung high school.
Especially na on your own.
On your own, exactly. nobody's really teaching you. You'll just read what's on the book or the case, as what we call it, and you're expected to understand it. And for me, it was very difficult. So, because I didn't like math, I focused on the subjects that I like more, like social studies and word building, literature, yung like more on reading. Doon ako nag-excel. Pero yung ibang subjects ko, nag-lag behind. Eh, hindi naman pwede na mag, di ba? Kailangan dala mo, like, you can go in your own pace, pero dapat kasama mo yung ibang subjects mo na mag, ano eh, like the other subjects. Pero that didn't happen on my case. Eh, napansin yun ng parents ko. At napansin din yun ng teachers ko. At ang dami kong kalokohan ng elementary and high school. Sobrang nag-lag talaga. Sobrang delayed talaga ako. So, sobrang opposite sa inyo. Kung kayo, like, may honors kayo, may, like, nag-skip kayo ng a year or two to graduate, ako, delayed ako. Pero, naka-apekto din yun kasi, dahil nga ang expectation nila sa akin ay ganito, at hindi ko na-meet yun, natatak sa utak ko na hindi ako smart, natatak sa utak ko na failure ako. So, I kind of stopped trying because of, I just didn't want the expectations. I couldn't meet their expectations. And because I didn't meet it, I then thought to, na I felt na I was basically, you know, a failing student. Even though I wasn't really failing, I was excelling in most subjects. There were just some subjects that, because I needed help with, but nobody was there to help me with. I didn't excel on them. Hindi ako nag, yan, delayed ako, ganyan.
So ikaw yung batang hindi na-pressure?
Napagod sila mag-pressure sa akin. Parang,
na-pressure naman siya. Hindi nga lang translate well.
Okay. Parang, nag-ano lang siya, nag-internalize lang yung pressure, pero hindi siya nag-manifest into, you know, work.
Into output.
Oo, walang kasi, output, kumbaga.
Kasi ano eh, parang may nabasa ako, I think kami ni Jonas, I'm not sure, na may mga bata na binibigyan kasi sila ng burden na mag-perform. Tapos nararamdaman, apparently daw, parang sinabi sa atin na parang yung performance natin, yung output natin ay connected dun sa pagmamahal daw na natatanggap natin.
Yeah.
Na, actually, na-feel ko yun. Na parang feeling ko, pag naging failure ako as a child, as a student, diba, I get punished for it. I also felt na hindi ako ganun kamahal pag hindi ako ganun hindi ako yung batang ikaka-proud. Tama ba?
Ikaka-proud.
Ikaka-proud nila. Ganyan. Tapos apparently, yun nga, dala-dala ko siya hanggang ngayon na may hint ako for
affirmation
from my parents. Kahit hindi na ako nakatira sa bahay, may sarili na akong income, may ganun pa rin akong parang, uy papa, tingnan mo tong narating ko. May ganun akong shit. Yeah. Ako lang yun.
Hindi, I'm gets ko. Sure. Gets ko naman. I mean, hindi ako ganun, pero gets ko. Ikaw ba, Jonas?
Ako, hindi ako ganun. I mean, semi. Kasi parang may mga expectations sila, of course, na hindi ko na-fulfill. Pero, siguro it's lang. Good. Like, expectations na yung ate ko ang nag-fulfill.
Gets ko yun. Yung ano, yung... Ako naman, kasi medyo nag-fail ako as the ate. Siguro, pero yeah, for the lack of a better term, let's just call it fail, like with the parents' expectations. I started to fail their expectations when I got to college kasi that's where I started like to decide na, teka lang, ayoko atang, ay, parang feeling ko ayoko na tong gawin, ganyan. I guess I'm lucky enough na yung parents ko, particularly my dad, he was not, alam mo yung parang, he wasn't the parent who was forcing you to do stuff. He would express a bit of disappointment, pero just a bit. Hindi siya, like, chill lang siya. Chill lang yung dad ko. about it. He doesn't really sana make all a big fuss about it. Yung mom ko though, siya yung very expressive on her like parang disappointment, pero hindi naman disappointment na parang I'm very disappointed with you. Hindi naman ganon. More on passive aggressive. Like, anak, sana ganito, sana ganyan ko, sana ganito, ganyan siya. Meron pa rin impact yun sa akin, syempre, kasi I know what she means.
Mm-mm.
Pero, yun, with, like, connecting it to what Jonas was talking about, meron siyang way out kasi na-fulfill naman na lang ate niya or something. yung most of the expectations or some of the big expectations his parents had. Ako,
ikaw yung ate.
Ako yung ate. Ang pinupush ko yung sumunod sa akin.
Siya yung sumalo.
Kasi,
parehas pala kayong panganay.
Oo, parehas kami panganay ni Da. Pero kasi yung sa akin kasi, di ba, parang at an early age, hindi na nila nakukuha yung expectations nila sa akin. So, ewan ko, baka na, medyo, eventually, tinatanggap-tanggap na lang din nila. Parang, alam mo yung, anong tawag doon, okay na bare minimum na lang yung nakukuha nila sa akin. Which is, hindi pa rin nila nakuha. Which, mm-hmm. bare minimum yung makapagtapos ka ng college, right? Hindi ka naman achieve mm-hmm. yun. Pero, yung dun sa pangalawa, yung sumunod sa akin, siya kasi yung mas mabait. Siya yung mas masunurin.
Mas so, less ako, black sheep.
Hindi less black sheep. Hindi talaga siya black sheep.
Okay.
Like, siya yung, kung, hindi ko lang matawag na golden child. Pero siya yung pinaka-palangga.
Silver kasi child.
Silver child. Siya yung pinaka-beloved ng nanay ko kasi he's very, I don't really know exactly why, pero siya yung palangga ng nanay ko.
Mm-mm.
And I'm the strong-willed, stubborn, hard-headed daughter. So, mm-mm. they didn't really expect that of me. Pero it affects you kasi, ako, it affects me. Kasi, I failed them and they're disappointed.
Yeah, actually, even in adulthood, and this is what I am also curious of, is, at a very young age, we were expected to do so much, relatively, at we were somewhat given roles that usually adults would do. At kanina nababanggit na rin natin yung kung paano natin siya nadadala hanggang adulthood. Ito kasi si Jonas, nahihiya ako magtanong sa kanya kasi sobrang, alam mo yun, andito siya yung, the projection of what a successful person would be is the Jonas formula.
No.
Ganyan. I'm not sure ha, pero ako, as an adult, siya na yung, in my perspective, knowing Jonas, siya yung, kumbaga siya yung star child na up till college, actually college ko siya unang nakilala, tapos overperforming, ganyan, tapos tingin sa work niya ngayon. Contrary to that though, at a personal level, ako as an adult, lagi akong meron akong takot, lalo na sa work, na na-fail ko yung pag-meet ng expectations ng magulang ko, at least not in the spiritual level, pero at the professional level, like feeling ko pag hindi ako where I am right now, ikakahiya nila ako, ganyan, maliban sa nagkikets niyo ba ako?
Oo, nagkikets naman namin.
Ayun na nga. So parang, dati kasi, like nung bata ko, ayokong mag-fail. Ganyan. I don't want to disappoint my parents. I don't want to be honor B. Dapat honor A. Ganyan. Hanggang ngayon, na I have to be that person who achieves. So meron ako laging fear na hindi ako enough for them up until now.
Gusto ko yung when you started to talk about it, you first opened with comparing yourself to Jonas. And it's manifesting na when you were a kid, you were also being compared to other kids. And it's right? still showing
I was. Up till now. I actually was. Diba nung bata ko, tingnan
mo si ganito.
Diba? Super common. Like, tingnan mo si ganyan, buti pa si ganyan, mabait, maganda sulat. mga ganon, mas malinis yung kwarto. What the fuck? Ganyan na hanggang ngayon, dinadala ko siya. Ano yung
kwarto ba yung nakikita ng parents?
Ewan ko ba, like hindi lang siguro magulang. Ganyan. Na hanggang ngayon, I feel that I am scared of not being enough. To which extent, I'm not sure. But like, na-internalize na sa sarili ko na kailangan kong maging magaling. Tas to the point na nagiging too hard na ako on myself.
I have a question. What is enough sa tingin mo for you? Like,
yun nga yung hindi ko mag-gets eh. Kayo ba? Alam niyo ba yung what is enough?
Siguro yung mga experiences natin ng pagkabata, parang nagtatranslate siya to being overproductive, overcompetitive, or parang overachieving. Na parang to a point na it doesn't make sense anymore. Na parang kahit undercompensated ka, or kahit hindi well compensated yung trabaho mo.
Yung you know me.
Parang okay lang sa'yo na maabuso, or parang maabuso yung
sa
work mo.
Or parang like at real yung itong adult work?
Like adult work, or parang as a person na parang you are always the person to ask favors from. Tapos okay lang sa'yo na, sige, go, gawin natin. Ganun. Dahil may expectation lagi sa'yo na to go above and beyond and parang to help people. Which is, I'm not saying na it's necessarily bad. Pero parang sometimes it's...
Yung motivation kasi siguro yung off tangent na like maganda sana yung ano, pero yung pinanghuhugutan ng kung bakit mo ginagawa eh like if it's ano yun, if it's coming from a place of like I'm never gonna be enough, I'm gonna be sacked in my work if I don't do this, if I don't overperform, it's like anxiety and all those negative stuff. Tapos hindi din positive yung to the point na na-abuse na yung sinabi niyo na yung possibility of you are over ano bang term doon, yung
compensating,
you're overcompensating at work but yung binibigay sa iyo is hindi enough
kasi feel point mo hanggang doon lang yung worth mo.
Oo.
And parang feeling mo yung worth mo is validation na parang you did good. Uh-oh. So parang for you, parang okay lang na ganito lang yung nakukuha ko kasi at least parang sa sarili ko, yung fulfillment. Meron kang sense na nafufulfill mo naman or parang you did good. Or parang may na-please kang ibang tao at the very least. So parang if you parang balance things out, parang mas nangangibabaw sa akin yung, for me ah, yung validation na na-appreciate ako ng ibang tao kesa yung parang apagod ako or parang na-stress ako or parang sobrang heavy na nung ginagawa ko that it already affects my mental health. Pero sa akin, okay lang yun kasi parang at least na-please ko yung ibang tao or parang at least yung napoproject ko na efforts or parang, alam mo yun, yung parang expectations ng ibang tao sa'yo, na-fulfill mo naman siya at the expense of your own well-being though. Pero parang for me, okay lang siya sa akin. Ganun siguro nag-manifest yung experiences ko as a child.
Sobrang iba yung akin. Kasi yung sa inyo, di ba, parang nami-meet niyo yung expectation, nahi-hit niyo siya to the point na exhausted kayo. Yung akin, dahil hindi ko na-hit yung mga any of the expectations, naramdaman ko na I was a failure. Yun naman yung nadala ko up to my adulthood, na parang, there's no use in trying, I'm never gonna meet it anyway. Nobody's expecting anything of me anymore. The bad thing about that is, I'm not expecting anything out of myself na rin. Like, if I set a goal, I would scrap that goal. Or just like think na, why even try? I'm not gonna succeed in it. I'm not gonna meet this. So, dangerous din yung nangyari sa akin. Kasi, ayun nga, parang naapektuhan niya yung self-esteem ko in that way. Thinking na, there's no use with trying. You'll just end up disappointing people. Might as well disappoint them now. Ayan, I end up not achieving anything for myself. Na even though ako mag-set ng goal for myself, laging may self-doubt na parang, kaya mo ba yan? Kaya mo ba yan? For example, like going back to school or finishing my college degree. nobody's really expecting me to finish it anyway. Like, I already have my own family.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a job that is okay naman. Is that the end goal for me? Okay na ba ako dun? No, I want to do more. I want to do more for myself. I want to finish college because I want to be able to prove something for myself na, hey, I finished it. Diba? It's a milestone. Pero I cannot bring myself to actually do, like, taking the first step in doing it.
Yeah.
Kasi feeling ko, mag-fail lang ako. Feeling ko hindi ko din siya matatapos. At feeling ko I'm just gonna be wasting my time, my energy, my money. So yeah, I just do it. The mediocre things. Things that I already know that I can do anyway. Pero I believe eh, meron ang dami ko pang gustong gawin. Alam mo to, Daryl.
It's okay though.
Yeah, na like you and I'm lucky kasi I am surrounded by people, by friends who believe in me, who remind me. Siguro yun yung work around. Find people who will remind you. Like yung sa inyo, kumbaga sa inyo, like you have friends to remind you na oy tama na yan. Oy, like don't be too hard on yourself, Jonas. Like, Daryl, you are doing great. Don't think na you're disappointing anyone. You are doing more than what you should anyway. Like, you're doing fine. And ako naman, I'm surrounded by friends and loved ones who tell me na you can still achieve that. You can still go back to school if you wanted to, when you are ready to, and you can finish it. Yun yung workaround na nakikita ko. Like, I guess I can say na we're lucky that we found each other, regardless of how messed up we were, and how messed up we are. We are not as messed up that na yung hindi na tayo makalabas sa ganong like toxic mindset.
Siguro parang maganda rin na tingnan, parang kanina nung start or nung introduction, parang pinag-uusapan natin how similar we were in terms of our background, na parang as kids, ganito, pinalaki sa competitive na environment or mga environment na maraming expectations sa atin. Pero look at how different and how same tayo ngayon. Na parang kahit similar yung backgrounds natin, yung effect niya sa personalities natin or parang how we view our life or how we direct our life right now, magkakaiba tayo ng, kumbaga, yung mga pressures natin noong bata, magkakaiba yung pag-manifest niya sa adulthood and parang at least how we perceive or how we go about our current lives.
I think it's a great trait. Yung, there are some things or some characteristics, I guess, that we got from the experiences that were not so pleasant. But it's not entirely bad. Like, for example, yung work ethics nyo, right? Yung work ethics nyo na you guys are reliable at work.
Yeah.
You're doing great with your performance, ganyan. And also, you are great friends. Like, people around you can count on you when they need you. Sa akin, yung pag-manifest na yung good about it is like, I don't really care about your expectation. Ganon. Like, it won't affect me, what you expect of me.
Which you learned at a very young age.
Yes. But it took me a while. Huh?
Which is the way to go, I think.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that is great. Na those things na we've learned along the way. Na. But yung, to connect with what Jonas was saying, parang, I guess the great thing about being adults and having the right people to share your adulthood journey, I guess, is you will learn na the things that fucked you up when you were a kid doesn't have to fuck you up all your life.
Yeah.
You will unlearn them. It may be hard for some things. Probably you will need actual therapy and not a podcast recording to realize. Right? Pero it's not too late to change things. Like, you have the power to drop the things that you no longer need and to carry the other things that were useful or are still useful for you. Diba? And I think that's great.
Alam ko na siguro our childhoods could have been better at some point. Not sure. ako hindi ako satisfied. Charet, joke lang.
Yeah.
hindi pala ano, nag-demand ang puta. Hindi, pero having the perspective that we have right now, would you change something or do you regret having the childhood that you've had? And like, if you were like to say something to your younger self, would you like change anything? Would you tell them anything?
Siguro for me, wala akong babaguhin sa kung paano ko pinalaki. Pero parang ang babaguhin ko kung paano ako magre-respond doon sa pressures. Siguro parang, paano ko ba-explain? Parang,
yeah.
Maganda naman yung mga turo eh. Pero parang, those things get into your head and parang manifest differently.
Yeah.
Or parang mas na-burn out ka at a very early age.
Yeah.
Siguro parang, yung consciousness mo na pressures ito, or parang hindi mo kailangang i-meet lahat ng expectations, it came to me at a later age. Parang very recent lang, like,
yeah.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
So parang,
I know.
Kung nung bata pa lang, siguro, na-realize ko na yung katulad ng life hack ni Kesh, na kung parang nakuha ko na yung life hack na yun, siguro parang I would have turned out differently, or parang at least, parang at a very young age, naging conscious ako na parang hindi ako naging as hard on myself as I did in the past years. Yeah. Siguro yun yung i-change ko, the way I responded to those pressures. But then again, parang when you were young, hindi mo kasi alam kung, katulad nga sabi ko kanina, hindi mo alam kung alin doon yung expectations ng parents mo sa'yo or alin doon yung expectations mo sa sarili mo kasi may blurred yung boundaries noon for me. Siguro parang hanggang saan ba yung kaya kong i-decide for myself and hanggang saan ako magre-rely sa parents ko or sa mga persons of authority sa buhay ko to decide for me. Parang ang hirap niyang i-delineate. So parang yung accountability sa mga decisions ko sa buhay, parang it came to me very late na parang meron pala akong say kung saan patungo yung buhay ko kasi parang for the longest time akala ko dapat susundin mo lang kung ano yung way or yung path na itinuro sa'yo or parang at least nililay down for you. Ayun, siguro yun yung babaguhin ko.
Ikaw, Kesh, kunwari, ano, biglang lumabas yung younger Kesh. And then, yung rebellious, charat. Hindi.
Babatukan ko siya. Pak! Char. Gawin mo na homework mo. Hindi. Siguro, yeah, may babaguhin ako. Pero, sabi na natin, makakabalik ako, like, in the past. Or, makakausap ko yung past self ko. And sabihin natin, wala akong magagawa to change my environment, like, the people I am with, the family that I was born to, of course, the school that I'm going to. Those are very big factors kasi. Pero let's say I can't change that. I can only change what's going inside my head. Siguro sasabihin ko sa yun, younger self ko na gawin mo yan hindi dahil kasi gusto nilang gawin mo. Gawin mo yan dahil kaya mo.
Eh, paano pag ayaw mong gawin? Pero kaya mo naman.
Siguro, just to give a context, I'm probably talking about my studies. Kasi that's a very big
okay.
part na
yeah.
na naka-impact ng ano ko eh. Kasi syempre, school is a big, it's a big part of your life, especially in the younger years. It's basically whole of your, the whole yeah. fucking duration yeah. of your younger years. So, naka-apekto sa self-esteem ko sa, hindi ko naman masabing self-worth kasi iba din yung naka-apekto dun. Pero sa self-esteem ko, yung sa intelligence level, kumbaga, na dahil hindi ko na-achieve yung mga gusto nila, sinabi ko, wag na. Dahil nga meron akong, I don't care about your expectations. Bahala kayo dyan. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Pero looking back, I also had that longing of affirmation and knowing that yung sense of achievement, I like that. Who doesn't, right? The sense of like you being able to achieve something is great. So, to your question kanina, Daryl, na paano kung kaya mo pero ayaw mo? Ang sagot ko doon ay, feeling ko gusto ko eh, na kulangan lang ako ng tamang motivation. Kasi yung ginagawang motivation noon eh, things that I didn't really care about. Now, realizing now, like, I should have cared about what I would think about myself, how I would feel about achieving this for myself. And at a younger age, I already know that feeling. And I liked it. Again, kulangan lang ako ng tamang motivation. So, sasabihin ko na, kaya mo yan. Hindi, huwag ka maniwala dun sa inner voice na nagsasabi sa iyo na hindi mo kaya. Pero yeah, that's what I would change probably. Giving myself the right motivation to achieve the things that I could have. Ayan. Ikaw ba, Daryl? If you were to talk to your younger self or change anything from the past, what would you change or what would you tell younger Daryl?
Sasabihin ko na lang sa kanya na hindi mo kailangang magpuyat at i-sacrifice yung sleeping hours mo para mag-review. Kung ano yung kaya mong gawin ngayon, yun na yun.
And that's already great. That's already
enough.
And
that's great, diba? If you fail the test, and then freaking do it again.
Yeah, ganyan. And it's okay. It's okay to do it again. It's okay. Yes!
It's okay actually, not to graduate at 15 years old like Jonas. It's okay. It's okay to like not finish things immediately because you have a long life to live.
Ganun. Yeah.
I'm long.
Meron akong i-add na gusto kong sabihin sa younger self ko.
Okay, Jonas.
Na parang there's more to life than those expectations. Na parang na-realize ko lang ngayon na lahat ng mga friends ko or at least majority, lahat yon nakilala ko from 2012 or 2013 onwards. Like, right? Isa lang ang naging friend ko from elementary and high school. Na yun yung best friend. Yun yung best friend ko. Na kasi parang, alam mo yun, na sa sacrifice mo yung social life or at least yung creating real connections with people. Dahil parang yung time mo nandun sa pag-fulfill ng mga pressures or expectations na yun from you.
Yeah.
So parang tsaka ka lang nakakapag-open up at nakakapag-create ng real connections with people when you become vulnerable or at least you parang break down certain walls and be willing to exchange or parang show a piece of your true self dun sa mga ibang tao eh, di ba? So parang doon lang nag-start yung connections na yun. Nung nakilala ko kayo, 2012? Ganyan. So parang 2012, only 10 years ago. So parang it's too late. Parang siguro...
No, it's not.
And parang... No, I think kasi parang when I talk to some people, parang most of them have friends since elementary or childhood friends. Na parang ako, wala akong ganun. Wala akong childhood friend. Kasi ang childhood friend ko, si AC and Christy.
Si Jesus. Oh my God.
Kasi di ba parang, ayun lang, parang kumbaga yung energies mo, doon lang nakatuon sa kung ano yung pag-fulfill yung expectations na yun. Kaya wala ka ng energy para makipag-socialize or to create connections with people.
Yeah.
Kasi akala mo, yun lang yung buhay. Or at least for me, akala ko yun lang yung buhay. But apparently, there's more to life than home or than church or than school. Siguro yun yung gusto kong sabihin na to open up more, to be vulnerable, that it's okay to be vulnerable.
Those are really good insights na kahit sa mga nakikinig ng podcast natin ngayon, alam natin na to some extent, hindi ko alam kung racial stereotype to, pero meron kasi yung, we are always brought up like by tiger parents, na we are expected to excel in certain things, not just academically, di ba?
May premium sa success.
May premium sa success. May ganong constant culture of having to be successful at para sa akin ha, ang gusto ko lang na siguro makuha nila ay it's okay to not meet expectations sometimes. It's okay not to be too hard on yourself. Also, as long as masaya ka sa ginagawa mo at doon mo na-enjoy at doon mo sa tingin mo nag-excel ikaw, feeling ko sapat na yun. Ganyan. Ang rebelde ba? Masyado bang rebelde yung tono?
No.
Hindi. Ganun ko siya naiisip eh.
Ako naman, ang end note ko naman is, there's nothing wrong with wanting validation from your parents because it's normal. But, to echo what Daryl was saying, it's not everything. The validation that you get from other people. And since ang audience naman natin ay ang millennial, like, probably at our same age group, millennials, if ever na-carry natin yung mga ganong behavior or traits from when we were children, it's not too late to grow out of them. I'm sure by now, nagkakaroon na tayo ng much clearer perspective on what are the things that actually matter. So, it's important na we don't lose sight of those things once we actually see them. And you're going to be okay regardless of how you handle these expectations of you or your expectations of yourself. Also, don't be scared to have expectations for yourself. If you don't meet them, it's fine. Find another goal, I guess.
Yeah. Very therapy session. Love
that. I was naka-mental note sa akin. Parang, I have to thank you guys. Kasi parang, ang therapeutic.
Kaya kami nagpa-podcast.
Why do you think we do this?
When you articulate yung mga yes, right? Stuff na nasa utak mo, iba yung effect niya.
Oh, right?
So long iniisip right mo lang siya. I mean, we do this a lot, pero I'm not sure. It's different because you're putting, parang there's a thought na this is gonna be published somewhere.
Yeah, see,
so parang you have to collect
the consciousness.
You have to collect. Yeah. Parang kailangan mag-make sense at least sa utak mo before you.
Yeah.
Pero
it's different, no, when you get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therapeutic pala to. Kaya guys, mag-guest na kayo dito.
Gusto lang libreng
therapy set. No. Uh-oh. We're not experts.
Oh, by the way, sa topic namin ngayon, hindi kami experts on this topic. Mm-hmm. Like, not at all.
But
victims.
We're just we're just like three adults talking about our own experiences and our own opinions. But if you have anything to say about this episode or stories that you might want to share with us, please do so by filling out the link that will be posting on the show notes. Ayan. And kung gusto niyo ng updates, meron din kami sa social media pages and social media links na also ilalagay namin sa show notes kasi iba-iba siya ng iba-iba kami ng social media handles. Ano pa ba, Kesh?
That's it.
I think that's it. Yeah. At nagpapasalamat kami kasi Jonas,
ang tagalan nating pinlano to, guys, dahil wala lang tayong topic na maisip.
But correct. Then,
ang bilis ng pagkakangyayari. Ito na tayo.
Oo, parang naglaan si Jonas ng oras para maging guest sa podcast na to. At mahal na mahal talaga namin siya.
I love you,
diba,
guys.
Diba, Kesh? Affirmation. Kesh?
Yes. We are so glad that you joined us, Jonas. Sana maulit with other topics.
Yes.
But yeah, again, this has been such a great conversation. We are so glad that you guys joined us with this episode. If you have any suggestions, just let us know. Hit us up with the links that Daryl mentioned earlier. Anyway, so ito na nga, dito na magtatapos ang aming episode. Again, this is Kesh.
And this is Daryl.
And this is...
Ay, mali! Again, this is Kesh.
And this is Daryl.
And this is their guest, Jonas.
And this is...
Is this thing on?
The podcast. Oh, yan. Okay na ba?
Okay, so fun. Saya.
Next time ulit, ano pag-uusapan?